Hello, this is Chris Farmer. Welcome to the blog. This one is communication skills, how to communicate more logically. Here are 37 tips on how to communicate more logically. 1. If you want to communicate logically, then you should learn the definition of logic. 2. Logic is the art of correct reasoning to be applied in thought, language, and in action. 3. Logic is a specific method of thinking, speaking, and writing that is distinguished by having the following attributes. Logic is systematic, objective, coherent, non-contradictory, and non-emotionalized. 4. Logical communication means that you should strive to ensure that all terms used in your reasoning are terms that have one and only one specific, distinct, and unchanging meaning. 5. Logical communication requires that you should strive to be self-consistent, brackets, non-contradictory, i.e. that you should never say, it is and it isn't, or the answer is, yes and no. 6. Logical communication means that you should strive to ensure that your message is based on facts, not prejudice nor gut feelings. 7. Logical communication means that you should strive to ensure that you are using a systematic method. Logic implies a rejection of making leaps of faith. 8. Logic relies on accurate use of language, that each term is clearly defined and that its meaning is agreed and does not change during the course of the reasoning process. 9. Definitions have the function of marking out both the denotation and the connotation of the term. 10. The connotation of a term or class is a statement of the set of distinguishing characteristics that are possessed by every member of that class, and by virtue of which they are admitted to be members of that class. 11. Denotation is the sum of the actual members of the class that are described by the connotative attributes. 12. To define any term, take these three steps. Name the context, name the class, and name the four distinguishing characteristics that are possessed by every member of the class and by virtue of which they are allowed as members of that class. 13. Learn this example of the above method. Define leader. A leader. In the context of business, a leader is a member of a group or an organization who is primarily responsible for 1. The creation and 2. The communication of a clear goal, and who can 3. Act as a role model, and who can 4. Inspire others to act to achieve the goal. 14. Once a term is defined, then don't allow its meaning to change. If you change the meaning of a term during the reasoning, then the conclusion will become invalid. 15. The error of allowing your meaning to slip and slide is called equivocation. 16. Memorize this example of equivocation. Quote, do you believe in freedom of choice? If yes, then shouldn't I be free to choose to drink and drive? 17. There are 2 major categories of logical communication, inductive logic and deductive. 18. Inductive logical communication is defined as the presentation of the facts first, and then you draw a general conclusion from the facts already stated. 19. Example of an inductive communication. Quote, person 1 took the drug and recovered from the disease. Person 2 took the drug and recovered from the disease. So did 300 others. No person who took the drug failed to show significant improvement in their rate of recovery from the disease. Therefore, we conclude the drug is an effective agent against the disease. 20. Deductive communication is the opposite of inductive communication. Deductive communication is the presentation of the general principle first, and then the application of that principle to a particular case. 21. Example of the deductive communication. Quote, all mammals have placental young and don't lay eggs. Whales have placental young and don't lay eggs. Therefore, we conclude that whales are mammals, not fish. In addition, no fish have placental young, and fish do lay eggs, and therefore, no fish are mammals. 22. All logical communication requires two things from you. 1. True premises, and 2. Valid reasoning. The definition of a true premise is, quote, a premise that corresponds to the facts. 23. Obviously, true premises are more valuable than false premises. If you say, Sydney is the capital of Australia, then you are operating under a false premise. 24. Operating under a false premise is the most dangerous thing that you can do. For example, if you think that is a man in a bear costume, when it is, in reality, an enraged grizzly bear, then you are in deep trouble. 25. The definition of a true statement is, quote, a statement that corresponds to the facts. 26. Before you start talking, get your facts straight. 27. Valid reasoning means that you are able to put the facts together in the proper way so that you infer the correct conclusions from the facts. 28. The ability to infer the correct conclusions from a set of true premises is the essence of logic. 29. To infer is defined as the mental process of moving from the starting premises and combining them in such a way as to draw out the correct conclusions. 30. Example of proper, valid inference. All life as we know it requires water. The planet Mercury has no water, and therefore the planet Mercury can bear no life as we know it. 31. Warning, it is easy to create invalid conclusions even from true premises. Example, all fish live in water, true. All dolphins live in water, true. Therefore, all dolphins are fish, false. 32. The process of proper deductive inference has been studied for centuries and is now a well-crafted mental discipline. It is a fully learnable system of thought. It is called syllogistic reasoning. 33. It would pay you big dividends to begin a serious study of syllogistic reasoning. 34. If you can't communicate logically, then you won't be able to effectively persuade others that what you say has any intellectual weight. 35. If you do learn to communicate logically, then you will more easily succeed in persuading others that what you say has intellectual weight and is worth listening to. 36. Therefore, we recommend that you begin a systematic study of logic. 37. Start your study with learning all the rules for the proper definition of terms. Google it! Thank you.